Happy National Tequila Day. That's right, today is National Tequila Day. So make sure you go out and have a shot of tequila. I won't be having one because I don't drink hard liquor. I stick with my wine, as you know. Yesterday, Sally Ride died. She was the first female astronaut to go into space. Poor thing. She was 61, died of pancreatic cancer. So did you see the court appearance of the crazy shooter from the Aurora, Colorado mass shooting yesterday? Oh my God, the guy was crazy looking. He had that weird, he had the weird color hair, but he had the look on his face, like his eyes, they were either really wide or he was falling asleep. I wonder, people right after that, because I was watching it live, because I was watching another show, and they broke in to do it, but right after that, all the commentators were commenting on his appearance and how he was acting, and they were either suggesting that this man is clearly crazy or he's faking it. I thought, man, if he's faking it, he's doing an awfully good job of faking it, because I've never seen anybody act like that, in a courtroom ever. He was so odd. And then, of course, there's the people on Facebook who are saying right away that they want, the death penalty, and that they would love to give the victims' families 5 minutes alone with this guy, and of course they would kill him. And my first thought is, people, what about due process? Yes, allegedly this man shot and killed 12 people and wounded 58 others, but we do live in a country where we have due process, and you have to give him, he has to have his day in court. So get over yourselves. And I know they're just like emotional reactions to the killings and all, but I just think they're overreacting to what they saw in the courtroom, I think. So moving on. I mentioned this to people on Twitter, and I don't know why it's become such a huge thing, but I'm sure you are familiar with it. YOLO, YOLO, it means you only live once. So all these young kids are doing things, and then they write YOLO on their posts, like on Facebook and Twitter. And it drives me crazy, because it's like, just because you only live once doesn't mean you need to be crazy all the time. Stop saying YOLO. It's driving me crazy. Yeah. Anyway, a little diet and update. I've been doing this modified low-carb diet that Big Fatty talked about. I've been doing it for about a week and 3 days now. So what's that? 10 days. I've lost almost 9 pounds. Which I'm just absolutely shocked at. So I think I'm going to keep going with this. When I started, I weighed 223.8, so like 224. And today my scale said I weighed 215.2. So I guess that's like 9.5 pounds. I'm very pleased with it. And I've been doing my walking every day. I'm walking at least, almost every day, 10,000 steps, which is like 5 miles. So I'm doing the exercise as well as eating the low-carb diet. So I'm pleased. I'm going to keep going with that. Now, I want you to listen to this.
Hello?
Is that not the most annoying sound you have heard? That is the song that is played on an ice cream truck in my neighborhood. This isn't the exact song, but this is the song that I found on YouTube, and it's the closest one I could find. But that drives me crazy when I'm out on the balcony and I hear this stupid truck drive around and around and around these apartments that are next to me. And hearing that song, it drives me crazy. It's so annoying. And you only heard it once, but think about if that just kept playing over and over and over again. Because the truck comes to this apartment building, the apartment complex next to me, and they drive. It's like a big circle, and they just drive around this big circle time and time again, waiting for the kids to come out and buy ice cream. It is so annoying. Does anybody else have these annoying ice cream truck sounds or songs in their neighborhoods? I just wondered if I'm the only one experiencing that. Well, clearly I'm not, because I was able to find it on YouTube. And last up, I have a comment from Bill Moyers, from Bill Moyers and Company on PBS. This is a little bit of a follow-up from the Arthur and Paul Talk podcast from Sunday, where we talked about gun control. And this is a comment, I guess it's a special comment, I don't know. I saw it on the Huffington Post, and when I listened to it, I thought, oh my God, this guy is nailing it right on the head. So take a couple minutes and listen to this audio clip from Bill Moyers and Company.
You might think Wayne LaPierre, executive vice president of and spokesman for the mighty American gun lobby, the National Rifle Association, has an almost cosmic sense of timing. In 2007, at the NRA's annual convention in St. Louis, he warned the crowd that today there is not one firearm owner whose freedom is secure. 2 days later, a young man opened fire on the campus of Virginia Tech, killing 32 students, staff, and teachers. Just last week, LaPierre showed up at the United Nations Conference on the Arms Trade Treaty here in New York and spoke out against what he called anti-freedom policies that disregard American citizens' right to self-defense. Now, at least 12 are dead in Aurora, Colorado, gunned down by a madman at a showing of the new Batman movie filled with make-believe violence. One of the guns the shooter used was an AK-47 type assault weapon that was banned in 1994. The National Rifle Association saw to it that the ban expired in 2004. The NRA is the best friend the killer's instinct ever had. Obviously, LaPierre's timing isn't cosmic, just coincidental. As Shakespeare famously wrote, the fault is not in our stars, but in ourselves. In other words, people. People with guns. There are an estimated 300 million guns in the United States. One in four adult Americans owns at least one, and most of them are men. The British newspaper The Guardian reminds us that over the last 30 years, the number of states with a law that automatically approves licenses to carry concealed weapons, provided an applicant clears a criminal background check, has risen from 8 to 38. Every year, there are 30,000 gun deaths and 300,000 gun-related assaults in the U.S. Firearm violence may cost our country as much as $100 billion a year. Toys are regulated with greater care and safety concerns than guns. So why do we always act so surprised? Violence is our alter ego, wired into our Stone Age brains, so intrinsic its toxic eruptions no longer shock, except momentarily when we hear of a mass shooting like this latest in Colorado. But this too will pass, and the nation of the short attention span will quickly find the next thing to divert us from the hard realities of America in 2012. We are, after all, a country which began with the forced subjugation into slavery of millions of Africans and the reliance on arms against Native Americans for its westward expansion. In truth, more settlers traveling the Oregon Trail died from accidental, self-inflicted gunshot wounds than from Indian attacks. We were not only bloodthirsty, we were also inept. Nonetheless, we've become so gun-loving, so blasé about homegrown violence, that in my lifetime alone, far more Americans have been casualties of domestic gunfire than have died in all our wars combined. In Arizona last year, just days after the Gabby Gifford shooting, sales of the weapon used in the slaughter, a 9mm Glock semi-automatic pistol, doubled. We're fooling ourselves that the law could allow even an inflamed lunatic to easily acquire murderous weapons and not expect murderous consequences. Fooling ourselves that the Second Amendment's guarantee of a well-regulated militia be construed as a God-given right to purchase and own just about any weapon of destruction you like. That's a license for murder and mayhem. And it's a great fraud that has entered our history. There's a video of which I'd like to remind you. You can see it on YouTube. In it, Adam Gadon, an American-born member of Al-Qaeda, the first U.S. citizen charged with treason since 1952, urges terrorists to carry out attacks on the United States. He says,
America is absolutely awash with easily obtainable firearms. You can go down to a gun show at the local convention center and come away with a fully automatic assault rifle without a background check and most likely without having to show an identification card. So what are you waiting for?
The killer in Colorado waited only for an opportunity. And there you have it, the arsenal of democracy transformed into the arsenal of death. And the NRA, is the enabler of death. Paranoid, delusional, and as venomous as a scorpion. With the weak-kneed acquiescence of our politicians, the National Rifle Association has turned the Second Amendment of the Constitution into a cruel hoax, a cruel and deadly hoax. I'm Bill Moyers.
Is that not right on the point? I mean, he describes everything that's going on perfectly. And just as Arthur and I discussed on Sunday, gun laws are not going to be changed anytime soon, especially in election year, because they're just not going to touch it. But something really needs to be done. I saw this one last thing. Jason Alexander, who used to play George on Seinfeld, he tweeted something. I can't remember exactly what it is. Now, if I could only find it. Of course I can't find it. Somebody posted on Facebook, and I clicked on the link, and it took me to this twit-longer. I wish I could find it. Where is it? Anyway, Jason Alexander was responding to somebody on Facebook. I mean, on Twitter. He tweeted out something first, and then a whole bunch of crazy people tweeted back to him talking about, you know, taking people's gun rights away, etc. And so then he wrote this really long response to these people who are on Twitter. And again, he's kind of like Bill Moyers in that he went over the whole points about history and he brought up the exact same point that I brought up about the differences in the Second Amendment and what it actually means. And he put the dictionary definition and responded to all these people and, you know, basically calling for time to change the gun laws. And it's been retweeted 10,000 times. So I think it's getting around there. If you just, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it goes on and on and on, but if you just do a search for Jason Alexander on Twitlonger, because it's a really long message, and you can read it and you'll see, you'll probably agree with him. In any case, that's all I have for today. I hope you guys are having a great week, and that's all. So until next time, bye.